breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
People say she's bad, but they don't see the way she is with me. P is for the pain, far away. She makes me feel someday. U is for utopia.
Back to 1995 today for the 4 o'clock classic, which was Heavenly. P-U-N-K Girl. Give me more details about that, Steve.
Well, that EP, yeah, came out in 95. I think that was originally a single in 1993, P-U-N-K Girl.
So the Atta Girl EP.
Atta Girl EP, yeah. It's a bit confusing because there's like different versions of it in the UK and US. Anyway, that was Sarah Records, Sarah 82, Atta Girl, Punk Girl on it.
And 31 years later.
Yeah.
Heavenly are playing in Sheffield tonight at Sydney Matilda, big room there, with Tulpa on her support. Tickets still available, but you're saying over 90% sold?
Apparently, what I heard,
yeah. That's a good sale.
Be a good turnout.
In support, I guess, of the Highway to Heavenly album, which came out 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
3 weeks ago. That's good, that one as well. All right, 4 o'clock classic done. Back on with the new. What have you got next?
We got a new single from Carla J. Easton.
Oh, always a good thing.
Yep. On the road to the release of the new album, I Think I Might Love You, due out on May the 8th. This single was co-written with Darren Heyman of Hefner fame. And she's playing... Yeah, she's touring around the album and playing Leeds Hyde Park Book Club. Might be interested in that. 26th of May is the date for that. This single is called Really, 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 Really Sad.
It's not good talk.
tricked me. I thought you loved me dearly.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Oh, just give up. You'll never win. No one can help you from what life can bring. Pay your dues and just go along. Look at the photos and wonder what went wrong.
First double of this hour, and that was Bringing Up the Rear, Wings of Desire, with a 10 out of 10 Interpol's inspired track, This Is the Life. I think their new album must be coming soon. There's been a single already this year, that's the second of them. But I ain't got any more data in front of me.
Data.
Oh, data. No data. No data. End message.
Yeah. Carl Jackson before that. Really, yeah. really sad from the album coming out May. Yeah, May. Right, Limegarden. Their second album, Maybe Not Tonight, is coming next month. We've heard the title track. Did we play that?
We did. Ian played it when he was in.
He did. Mm. 23 and All Bad Parts. All Bad Parts rings a bell as well. I might have done that. This could be the pre-release hat trick.
Okay.
We can check that. We have the data.
We've got the data for
that. We've definitely got the data for that. This is Downtown Lover, and we're going to follow it with...
Something from Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. Are they getting their first play on the breakdown?
They're getting their first non-4 o'clock classic.
Yeah.
It's a track from an unreleased album from 30 years ago.
Limegarden first.
Sheffield. This is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Mikey was a little boy. He loved to watch the clouds. He was born to fly. Joined the Navy, his father was quite proud. Mother never wanted it that way.
That was Butthole Surfers on The Breakdown. Jet Fighter, a track which eventually saw the light of day on their 2001 album, Weird Revolution, but was originally written for the album After the Astronauts, which was to be released after Electric Larryland, the album which featured Pepper. Following the souring of their relationship with Capitol Records, they shelved it. Capitol Records shelved the album, and it has been hidden away for the last 29 years, but it's getting a release on June the 26th this year. So it gives us a very belated opportunity to have Butthole Surfers as a first play on The Breakdown, because 4 o'clock classics don't count.
They don't count.
They don't count. They shouldn't count.
No.
I can't believe you ever thought they did.
No.
And that followed on from something that you played.
Yeah, Lamb Garden. New single from them called Downtown Lover.
Lamb Garden. Okay. Right. Next.
New artist, I think.
You think? Okay.
I don't know. If I was to say to you, Office Dog, what would you say?
Woof.
Good. They are from Auckland. They formed in 2021, which, yeah, I suppose 5 years, not that bad, not that long to catch up with them. I think this is a standalone single. What it's described as is an apocalyptic, catchy, post-punk tune about feeling numb in the face of daily chaos. It's called Front Row Seat.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Beckoning from underground.
That's the Afghan Whigs, House of I. First new music since 2022, but we played a track of theirs at the end of last year, so I'm not quite sure.
Was it not new?
Maybe not. But that is going to be from an album later this year. No dates, no details about that yet. But it's 40 years since their formation, so they're going to be embarking on a big tour. Just North America at the moment, but hopefully over this way later on in the year. Right. We're going to have to really squeeze these.
We are going to squeeze them, yeah. Mine's very short, though. Berlin-based Queens native Dwayne Dieter is releasing a new album. This single came out this week. It's excellent. It's called Super Sad. And we're going to double it with...
something from Girl Group.
Yeah.
I want the star and roll.
Lovely stuff, that from Girl Group. They're from Liverpool, aren't they? Five piece. Yeah, EP came out yesterday called Little Sticky Pictures, and that was, I think, one of only two of the six tracks that hasn't already been released as a single. It's called Tell Me I'm Pretty. And it followed on from...
Duendita. And Super Sad.
All right. Treble Seven Time?
Treble Seven Time.
At the appointed time as well.
Yeah, bang on. Two tracks from albums that came out this week from Witch Post and Vero will follow. A new song from Ain't, who announced their debut EP. How They Faked the Moon Landing is out on May the 22nd. This single was out this week. It's called Grazer.
Breakdown. Treble Seven.
Try to breathe because got something to take from you. I got a couple of bits, I'll bring a couple of crates for you. If you don't want it, I get it. It's piling up the hole, pulling down the curtains and making a hole in the wall. But if you'd have me, I'd be clean.
My treble seven, and before that I said there were tracks from two albums. I told a little lie, because that's an EP. Mm. Butterfly is the name of it, from Witch Poster. Seven tracks.
Yeah,
I'd say that's a mini album.
Yeah.
Mini album. That was Something to Give from that EP. In the middle of that, you heard a track from the new Vero album, out on the reliably wonderful Punk Slime Recordings. Their album Razor Tongue came out yesterday, and that was Kick from it. There were three pieces, and one of them is called Clara Jokeres. I don't know how common a name that is in Sweden, but I wonder if she's related to Victor.
Hmm.
The Arsenal striker.
Yeah. Jokeres.
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 Yeah, and I'd said it because I know you struggled to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I struggled.
We kicked it off with Ain't and a track called Grazer from a forthcoming album.
Right. Longest song for me. I'm going to go with Ed O'Brien, who has a new album coming out in May. Best known for his work with Radiohead, who have announced this week that they will be touring every year.
Have they?
Forever.
I missed that.
But only 20 dates every year. That's all they're going to do. Anyway, back to Ed O'Brien. The single he's got is called Blue Morpho, and I heard this morning, and it tickled me greatly.
You didn't tell me it was 6 minutes long.
It's my longest song. So there is tinkling away in the background, Blue Morpho by Ed O'Brien from his album of the same name out on May the 22nd.
He's coming back in. It's nice, though, isn't it?
It's nice. Definite Radiohead tones to that, as you'd expect. Oh. Not so much a crescendo.
What would you call that?
I'd say it's more a exhaling of goodness.
Yeah, I think that's what I was looking for.
He's done.
He's gone.
He's gone. Bye, Ed.
Yeah, bye.
You were ready for that, weren't you?
I was absolutely ready for that. Something from Frog now. They've announced a new album for Audio Antihero Records, came out on April 17th, called Frog for Sale, and a single came out this week. Ask me what it's called, Joel.
What is it called?
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. Okay.
That means I don't know.
Oh.
But it's actually called Je ne sais. You see? We should have rehearsed that.
Mm-hmm.
Je ne sais pas. I want to fall, I want to sit in the dark. Tips of the fingers draw circles on singers with heavy lashes on the bar. Lay yourself out in the cold. You lay yourself in burning coal. Say you're saving your eternal soul. But you're just getting old.
Je ne sais pas. Pour le album forthcoming from Frog. There we go. Out in April.
Let's go back to last week now. Couple of tracks. Why not? Sophie Tucker first. This is a typically banging track from the New York duo. You're going to play something else from last week?
I am.
And there'll be time for one more at the end of the show.
There will.
We're sorted.
Eu não vou te namorar, meu amor, te namorar. Mesmo que se eu vou vivendo, mas eu vou ficando boba. Eu só penso, eu só quero namorar sua pessoa. Passeando de mãos dadas pelas ruas com os frios. Pegando sol, tomando chuva embaixo de um arco-íris. Eu te vi aquele dia e mudou minha história. Cantarolando um poema que não me sai da memória.
This is Laura Oliver from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Oh,
That's a trio we've played before on the show when they were known as the TFD, but they're now breaking down the TFD to Total Ducking Darkness. It's Tork Campbell from Stars, Stephen Ramsey from Young Galaxy, and Tom McFall, who's produced Block Party and REM. That was Beaten to Right, a single that came out last week.
Sophie Tucker before that with a single called Bobber. One more track to play. It's from Bloodworm, a band who have recently supported Suede on their big UK tour, Sold Out Tour. They've got an EP coming out next month. And called Bloodlust, and this is a track from it called Alone in Your Garden, playing at Sydney Matilda on the 1st of May. Anything more to add?
We'll be back next week.
We will indeed.
Goodbye.
Sun. The moonlight's so delicate.